Hello guys, it's me, Ranidra Aviana. I'm back with a news podcast. The news this time is still very new and quite interesting, in my opinion. Maybe you too. The first news came from the US, precisely at Oxford Township, Michigan, about a shooting incident at a school that killed 3 students. Very surprising, isn't it? School should be in a safe, peaceful atmosphere for learning, but there must be such an incident. You guys also always be careful, okay? Then the second news came from Barbados about the separation of the state. They want to make Barbados an independent country in the form of a republic and remove Queen Elizabeth II as head of state. The event was also attended by the famous singer Rihanna, who also from Barbados. Okay, now I will read the first news from US. A 15-year-old student opened fire at his school in Michigan, United States, Tuesday, November 13, 2021. The shoot killed 3 students, namely Tate Meyer, 16 years old, Madison Baldwin, 17 years old, and Hannah Santulana, 14 years old, and injuring 8 others, including at least one teacher. Oakland County Sheriff Deputy Mike McCabe told a news conference that investigators were still trying to determine a motive for the shooting at Oxford High School in Oxford Township, Michigan. He said there had previously been threats on social media that the school would be attacked, but police warned against believing the threat until investigators could investigate. Officials say the suspect surrendered 5 minutes after police were called when officers confronted the teenager in the school corridor. The precise sequence of events remains unclear, but police said they believed the youth had carried the weapon into school in a backpack and had emerged from a bathroom brandishing the gun. Allen County Sheriff Mike Bogart said that investigators were at a loss to explain what might have precipitated an unspeakable and unforgivable act of violence, adding that the suspect was not cooperating with authorities. All schools will be closed for the rest of the week and crisis support is being offered to students and parents. Next, second news from Barbados. Barbados has officially removed Queen Elizabeth II as its head of state and become the world's newest republic. In an overnight ceremony in the capital Bridgetown, Dame Sandra Mason was sworn in as president. The Prince of Wales and Barbadian singer Rihanna attended the event, which coincided with the country's 55th anniversary of independence. The new era of Barbados ends Britain's centuries of influence, including more than 200 years when the island was a hub for the transatlantic slave trade. To signify the official change of power, a final salute was made to the British monarchy and the Royal Standard flag was lowered and replaced. Dame Sandra Mason, 72 years old, the island Governor General since 2018, was named as President-elect of the nation following a vote in Parliament last month. She's known replaced the Queen as the head of state. Leading national figures, including Prime Minister Mia Mottley, swore allegiance to Barbados in front of the new president at the ceremony, which lasted for several hours. She later announced that pop star Rihanna would be named a national hero by President Mason. The artist and businesswoman, whose full name is Robin Rihanna Fenty, was previously named an ambassador by her home country in 2018, before Barbados, the last nation to remove the Queen as head of state was Mauritius in 1992. With a population of about 285,000 people, Barbados is one of the more populous and prosperous Caribbean island. Okay, interesting news, isn't it? Regardless of the shooting incident or the decision from Barbados, I hope they get a good lesson and there is good in it. And for the families of those who were victims of the shootings, my condolences and may the family be given sincerity. Thanks for listening. See you in the next podcast. Bye.